This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia is poised to formally annex parts of Ukraine after occupied areas held a Kremlin-orchestrated so-called referendum denounced as illegal and rigged by Kyiv in the West. Armed troops had gone door-to-door with election officials to collect ballots in 5 days of voting. The results were widely ridiculed as implausible and characterized as a land grab by an increasingly cornered Russian leadership following embarrassing military losses in Ukraine. Russia is calling up 300,000 reservists to fight in the war and warned it could resort to nuclear weapons. And the EU wants more sanctions on Russia, VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
Officials say the 27-nation bloc should impose biting sanctions on Russian trade and hit officials responsible for sham referendums held in parts of Ukraine. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the Kremlin-orchestrated referendums on joining Russia are an illegal attempt to grab land and change international borders by force. The EU's executive branch has drawn up a large number of sanctions against Russia since President Vladimir Putin launched an invasion of neighboring Ukraine 7 months ago. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Long lines of Russian men who are trying to escape being called up to fight in Ukraine continue to clog highways out of the country, and Moscow reportedly set up draft offices at borders to intercept some of them. A Russian region that borders Georgia restricted many passenger cars from entering Wednesday, according to Interfax Russia. A day earlier, authorities announced plans for a draft office there. This is VOA News. An Iranian drone bombing campaign targeting the bases of an Iranian Kurdish opposition group in northern Iraq has killed at least 9 people and wounded 32 others. The Kurdish Regional Government's Health Ministry said the strikes Wednesday came as demonstrations continued to engulf the Islamic Republic after the death of Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old Iranian Kurdish woman who was detained by the Iranian Morality Police. Iraq's Foreign Ministry and the Kurdistan Regional Government have condemned the strikes. Hurricane Ian's eye wall is already touching Florida's southwest coast as high winds and heavy rain spread, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
With 155-mile-per-hour winds, Ian is close to a Cat 5, but National Hurricane Center meteorologist Anthony Reyes says labels don't matter.
This is a catastrophic event. It's going to have devastating damage all along that portion of the west coast of Florida. If you are outside, you are risking your life.
Up to 18 feet of storm surge forecast for areas closest to the eye, like Fort Myers.
This is an absolutely devastating storm surge to have, especially in an area where you have so many water inlets.
More than 2.5 million people told to evacuate, leaving Paula Bowles, who was visiting the area, stranded at Orlando Airport.
I feel really scared because I don't know what's next.
I'm Julie Walker.
Protesters have marched in Rome and Milan, as well as other Italian cities, to defend the right to abortion in Italy, which they fear is under threat after a far-right party led in parliamentary elections. Organizers said Wednesday they feared Giorgia Meloni's Brothers of Italy party will launch a triad of God, homeland, and family policies with reference to her political manifesto. The right-wing coalition she leads is expected to form a new government in the coming weeks. Recapping our top story, Russia is poised to formally annex parts of Ukraine after occupied areas held a Kremlin-orchestrated referendum denounced as illegal and rigged by Kyiv in the West to live under Moscow's rule. Armed troops had gone door-to-door with election officials to collect ballots in 5 days of voting. The results were widely ridiculed as implausible and characterized as a land grab by an increasingly cornered Russian leadership following embarrassing military losses in Ukraine. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.